Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tyler Walsh is here, I should say that. Mr. Walsh, how was the Duh Festival?
It was great.
Yeah. Did you keep that pike you're holding there?
Yeah, I did because I broke my phone.
What's that mean?
I broke my phone that day.
Okay, and?
And you needed something to eat?
Yeah, but I needed to get a picture of it, too. I wanted to eat it. That wasn't the only reason. But I was like, oh, I'll eat you so I can also get a picture of you because I don't have my phone.
I got it. So, okay. We talked.
I felt selfish about it.
You got to eat.
People eat, you know. Yeah. We all eat fish. You like fish,
right? Plenty of people eat fish.
Yeah. Did you clean that yourself? Because pike are difficult to clean. They're kind of bony.
Yes, I did, but I cheat her way to. I'll spit the bones out.
Oh, okay.
Like I've
pike, kids.
Yes, don't eat pike for me. You'll be pulling little bones out the whole time.
What are we talking about?
Whatever. Yeah. Just pulling a little bone out of your mouth.
That's all I heard was pulling little bones out.
Northern pike are tasty, but they're kind of bony.
Apparently.
And if you don't know how to fillet them properly, well, then chew your pike, as Tyler Walsh did. Are you normally a catch and release guy?
For the most part, yeah.
Which
but
is
that,
the,
I don't
the
catch.
Weirdest things, I think. Yeah.
Those are big fish, though, so I wanted to have one.
That was a nice catch, man. I saw on your social media. And Todd told me what it was, so that's how I know about your pike.
It was a fun fest. Those good shows.
Yeah, all right. I saw you're somewhere else too. I saw you have there's a you put a poster out on your social media. What's that thing coming up?
It's like
you're
I
on
think
the top.
Was...
You're on the top photo, and there's three other people on the bottom of it. I don't know what you got going on. Do you
I'm
know what you're
sure
doing
like,
this
was
week?
Was that AI flyer where you're like the donkeys at Paris
the afternoon show?
That was it.
Oh, that's in a couple weeks.
Laughter
not yet.
Is it in the afternoon?
Mm. Yeah.
Man, on a weekend, hopefully, right?
Yes, it's. Okay. I think it's Saturday.
Everyone's
afternoon.
Laughing a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, it looks like it's 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Okay,
I've done
afternoon.
A few.
Perfect.
I've done a brunch show in Kansas City. People were eating waffles, and there was comedy.
I make
Man.
Waffles
with no alcohol. How's that work?
And for me, not well.
Yeah.
But Zach Peterson's on. That's Zach Peterson. He killed at that. I did not.
Have you ever done sober shows, Nick? I mean, you're sober. I know that's what I mean. People not drinking alcohol.
Oh, like a 12, like a Mark Lundholm show?
No, I mean like a brunch show where nobody's actually drinking, you know?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Wouldn't people be drinking at a brunch show?
You would think there was just
that
story out of San Francisco
not a lot.
That they're starting to charge people for vomiting either in the bathrooms or at the table because people
that's
are just going to get the bottomless mimosas and puking.
Is that
everywhere.
What this is about?
Oh, yeah.
A San Francisco restaurant has bottomless mimosas, right?
It's more than one place. Apparently, it's catching on.
And apparently,
what, you're puking?
Yeah.
It leads to people.
Yeah, people are just drinking to the point of puking.
Oh, yeah. You drink that cheap champagne? Because they don't use good champagne in those mimosas.
Well, they're good, but you don't drink too many of them. You drink enough to get a buzz,
well,
and you don't puke.
No,
I don't puke on mimosas.
If you drink too many, they fill you up.
Yeah, if they're bottomless.
Because the orange juice,
somebody's
going
to take advantage of that.
Well, and they say that most of the people puking are in their early to mid-20s.
Of course they are.
And so they throwing on a $50 fee if you puke in a public place or if you don't puke in the toilet in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, the mimosa might be bottomless, but you're not.
Yeah.
So they're charging. So there, enough people are puking at these places, these brunch places, that they're charging them extra if they puke.
Yeah, it's posted in the restaurant or like by the bathroom.
If you blow chunks,
$50.
And chunks is the dog. Obviously.
$50.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
I think Colleen.
What if you make
that?
The toilet?
I think it seems like if you get to the bathroom.
Yeah, if you hit the mark, you're good.
Yeah.
Okay, and flush it where it's not all nasty around the toilet.
The sign that they put in this story from the Kitchen Story in Oakland says a $50 cleaning fee will automatically be included in your tab if you throw up in public areas. So I assume that means any place but the toilet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you make the toilet, you're good because nobody else has to clean that up. But they also say that like some places have gone to like timed seatings, like. You get bottomless mimosas for 60 minutes, or they stop bringing the carafe right to the table. Like they call them mimosa fairies. Like they got one person that just comes around every 15 minutes.
That's what I call them. Yeah, I just call them that.
If you're gonna be a public drunk, and you're gonna be bottomless and then puke, you gotta be good at whipping your jacket off in front of you.
Well, to puke into the jacket.
From experience, whipped that baby off and nobody got mad. They were just like, wow, he caught it.
You puke into your coat?
Oh, yeah.
Puke right in your coat.
Oh, what do you do with the coat then?
What if you're not wearing a
jacket?
Leave
it outside for several months.
What were you drinking, man?
I don't even know. Okay, yeah. I just know I was crawling across a buddy's floor and he heard me start to go and he goes, don't you dare. And then he came in and I had my jacket neatly basketed in front of me.
Neatly basketed.
Oh. And then, yeah, we stayed friends. It was awesome.
Right.
I've
never heard that trick before.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Somebody puking on the phone?
No, someone who has to deal with pukers.
All right. Is this a problem exclusive to the Kitchen Story in Oakland, California?
No, it sounds like there's a lot of places.
Is it a public health issue in the entire Bay Area?
It sounds like the Bay Area, a lot of places.
All right. Colleen?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hi, honey.
Now, you don't offer bottomless anything at the Funny Bone, do you? But you still get
No,
pukers.
I do not. But we obviously have our share of those that puke. So here's how I deal with it.
What?
When I find out somebody has done that, I figure out who it is, who they're with. I go to their friends. I say, here is the mop bucket, gloves, Clorox. You can go in and clean it, or we'll put $40 on your tab, and I'll have somebody go in and clean it.
So a $40 puking fee.
So at that point, you're Does anybody ever pay the?
I need to go up.
Does anybody ever say I'll take the $40? I'll pay the $40, or people do actually clean it?
Oh, often, yeah. And they do, because then they kind of sheepishly sneak out. But I'll just go, all right, I'm putting it on your card if you're not going to stay here.
Do we still have an agreement though that Todd and Tyler puke for free?
I pooped myself with a Funny Bone years ago.
I was sick, man.
Yeah, I was sick. So,
can happen, but no, nobody gets to puke for free.
Nobody pukes for free.
Does it happen every couple of weeks at the Bone when people drinking too much, Colleen?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, they'll come in toasty.
Right.
And so it's not, I'm really a stickler about not over serving. I mean, I get called a bitch for cutting people off more than for serving them, you know? I'm just, you know, and I love it when they say, who are you to tell me I can't drink anymore? And I calmly say, my name is on the liquor license, so I get to decide who gets to party here.
Yes, you do.
Oh, good for you, man. Yeah.
You're cut off, and you can leave.
Is there any particular comic that attracts more pukers than others?
Well, it was Medicine Hat back in the day, I'm sure, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was Medicine Hat because a lot of people would think they could keep up with him with shots of Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
No. Have your windbreaker ready. All right. Go ahead.
You know, with Josh Wolf, we had quite a few partiers. I had a couple of them during Josh's sets, and one of them cleaned up, and the other one paid $40 and left the building.
Oh, I would have guessed it would have been somebody like people who don't normally go to comedy shows go to see. Maybe like a Matt Rife, you'd have a bunch of puking chicks.
Oh,
but that wasn't a problem.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would have said Bert.
Regurgitated White Claw.
Oh, Bert. Yeah, yeah.
Bert's
crowd.
Bert's crowd was a lot of pukers.
Yeah.
Yes, with Bert Kreischer, definitely. Well, we had a few of them with Matt Rife, a couple of girls with Matt Rife, and they were so out of it. I just went, you can leave, and I'm just putting it on your card. It's on your tab. Go. I don't even want you to stay here and clean up.
Just get out.
Pete Lee at the Bone this weekend, Friday and Saturday, right, Colleen? Pete Lee. And also Ben Bailey Thursday, right?
That's right. Ben Bailey Thursday. I'm bringing him up Thursday morning, so let's see what Mr. Cash Cab has to say.
Yeah, looking forward to
seeing
him.
Can't wait
again.
To see you then. No puking.
All right. Thanks, Colleen.
Love you.
Love you. Sound like no whammies.
Yeah.
Bottomless 40. Mimosa. No puking.
Have you seen that video that when she's talking about the people who ask what gives her the right to do that? Do you see that video of this lady complaining at a counter and she's like, I want to talk to the manager, and the girl just ducks down and then pops right back up and goes, hi, can I help you?
Yeah. I've seen that. That's like, great. What? That's great. I would tell Colleen, I might as well put 80 on there because I'm gonna blow chunks here in a second myself, you know.
And puke.
Yeah.
Chunks is the middle act.
He's funny, though.
Yeah.
I would assume it's like kind of always like the Friday late show seems like the drunkest show of all of them.
Well, and once you mentioned Matt Rife.
Friday late show?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
They've been happy hour.
They've been drinking since happy hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The show doesn't start till 9:30, and they're just blitzed before we even get going.
Have you guys seen anybody puke in the crowd when you're doing comedy? Looking out as you're talking?
Not from booze.
Hey-o.
I have witnessed many, but not from stage. I think like I've been hanging out in the hallway and seen somebody stumble through either. Yeah. Pissing or puking.
In the morning.
Pissing or puking.
I've seen that.
Everybody has... I puked once in an underage dance club once on the dance floor. I was drinking vodka and Kool-Aid before we got there. And I'm on the dance floor. I'm only like 19. And I'm starting to get dizzy. And I'm thinking, oh, this is not good. And then I grab my hand over my mouth, and I start heaving. I could tell I couldn't stop it. So I run off the dance floor. And I just run to the parking lot. But apparently I was told by some of the guys that on the way out, since it was red Kool-Aid and vodka shooting out my mouth, it kind of got between my fingers. And apparently I hit some
like
chick's
blood?
I hit some chick's white dress on the way out, too.
Oh, dick move, man.
My favorite part about those dudes was at the time is they didn't want to leave. So they just rolled me into the car. And I laid in the car for, apparently, I don't remember, I was sleeping for like 2 hours while they stayed in the club and hung out. And then they drove me home. I was still living with my parents, obviously, I'm a kid, and they bring me in the front and they lay me down in the living room floor and then they leave.
Did they put you so you weren't going to drown in your own puke?
No, at that point I'd done puking. I was just passed out, you know. And I remember waking up literally on the floor the next day, and it was one of those old houses where there was a front room and then a room where people sat and watched TV. So it was still the living room, but it's also just separated a little bit. I wake up and I just hear the TV, and I hear like my mom and my dad and my little sister and her boyfriend are all sitting there watching TV. So it must have been like noon by the, or maybe 10 in the morning or something like that. And I heard Dad go, just let him lay there. They'll go, he'll learn. Yeah. He'll learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you're
I learned.
Swing and a miss on that one.
Yeah. I never puked again.
Right.
No, your friends are nice because we had a passed out buddy once and we didn't, it was middle of the night. We didn't want to wake up the parents. We didn't want to get in trouble. So we just left him in the driveway.
Put a little
blanket over him.
Yeah. No, they brought me in, you know.
Yeah, that's nice.
I've been floor. The driveway guy.
Yeah.
I think the worst I've come is I've never like puked at a bar or anything, but I puked at work, like in the studio back when I was working nights.
Well, you wouldn't cut your alcohol, was it?
No, it was because I was sick. But I decided that it was on me to take care of that trash can.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's not, you don't leave that for the cleaning crew who's coming like an hour.
No.
I had some cowboy buddies that they had a flatbed pickup truck,
mm-hmm.
and our one buddy was puking, so they ratchet strapped him to the flatbed, and that's how they drove him home from the bar, so he could just puke off onto the road.
Oh, okay, so he wouldn't get the inside.
No, yeah, so he was just strapped to the...
Well, at least you were safe about it.
Yeah.
Just responsible. You strapped your buddy to the flatbed.
I did not strap him.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.